Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm Ethan, or known as FlubSexyGaming on YouTube.
And I am your hilarious, handsome, and or beautiful host, Jesus Feebins.
It reminds itself. You're good, man, but you're bald.
Because you won't answer my question.
Did you ask your question?
Did I cut out? I didn't hear any question.
I don't think you said anything because I didn't hear a question.
You must have cut out for me because like I didn't hear a question.
All right, John's internet strikes again.
No,
I didn't. Alright, so to answer your question, interesting week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, not that interesting. Thursday, though, one of my coworkers got fired. No, why? I don't care. Then Friday, hung out with a buddy from like 10 o'clock at night to like 6 o'clock in the morning. Crash at his place for the weekend, and then I came home, found some ticks, got rid of them, and yeah, that's how my week has been.
All right.
That's boring.
Yeah. I mean, work wasn't that bad, so not too bad.
And to answer John's question that he didn't actually end up asking, my week's been pretty normal, I guess. I've been working all week, so I had, my shifts were kind of all over the place this week. So I was mostly morning shifts, but there's a couple days where I did double. And then I had just purely evening shifts on, Saturday. So work's been good. I'm in talks of maybe even becoming a manager soon here, which, as anyone in the workforce knows, you get a pay raise with that. So very excited if that ends up happening. It's not set in stone just yet, but we're talking about it. By the time this goes out, maybe we would be even closer, or if not already happening. So, I'm also getting closer to moving into my own apartment here pretty soon. Got to finalize a couple more things, make sure all my affairs are in order. Make sure all the blood on my the wine on my carpet's all cleaned out before I leave this place, you know? Can't be leaving wine stains on the carpets. That's, you know, gotta pay for that eventually.
Yeah.
Of course.
What?
Like when I sent John explosives, you can't leave any gunpowder, flour behind.
Yeah, I feel like gunpowder and flour are not at all similar. But whatever.
Yeah, don't believe it.
Let's try to think of something that might work.
So week's been pretty mundane. I'm trying to think. Oh, you know what? It was mundane except for one thing. My phone decided to take a big stinky poop, when I would go to charge it, it wouldn't charge. So I'd stick to any charge. It doesn't matter what charger it was, it wouldn't go in. And I'm like, oh no, because I've had my phone for like 5 years, so I'm like, oh no, the port's broken, and I gotta go get that fixed. So on Wednesday after work, because I only had the morning shift on Wednesday, we drove to, or was this Wednesday? So yeah, we drove to a store that we're not going to name until they give us a sponsorship. We went to a store that sells general things, but they do have tech products as well. And I'm like, oh, let me get a wireless charger because then I won't have to deal with the port situation. And so we got one, and it sucked. So it's basically like a little stand thing you got to set your phone on, and there's a suction thing in the bottom, and the suction thing, let's just say, did not suck. It sucked, but it did not suck. It was really not good. And so what I did is I left my phone charging in it overnight to see how fast it was. And my phone was like at like 20-some% when I went to bed. And I woke up around like 6 in the morning to like 40%. And I'm like, wow, that was like 8 hours of charging time and it only went up by 20%. And so I panicked and was because I need my phone for work and stuff. And so I did end up using the charger, and I had to position my phone, like, on my TV, slightly tilted and a little bit up. Then it was like, oh, we'll charge then. So that was fun.
Jeez.
But it all got resolved on Saturday when I went to go to an actual phone repair place. They took a look at it. And luckily, it was not actually, in fact, the port. It was the port thing, but like the pins weren't misaligned or anything, because that's what would cause it to not charge. There was actually just a bunch of debris in there, and so they cleaned it out literally in a matter of minutes. They brought it back, and they're like, alright, you're good to go. So I'm like, alright, sweet. And so now my phone charges again. So all is right. It's a perfectly balanced as all things should be. Thanks. Snow's favorite quote.
Of course. Yeah, but the debris stuff, that actually happens quite often. I've had that happen to me like plenty of times throughout my time owning technology. So that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Like, I've actually had this fear of, like, so much debris getting at my charge port on my phone that it's not going to work. So what I do when I'm at work, and this might actually help, Ethan, instead of having my phone, you know, upside down in my pocket when I put it in, I actually flip it so it's, you know, facing up, and then just slide it in. It actually works a lot better with quicker phone access.
Wait a minute. Facing up towards the air?
Yeah. Well, so, you know how you hold your phone, like, say you're scrolling TikTok?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so take it like that, and then just put it in your pocket. There you go.
Yeah, I hate to break this to you, Noah, but debris is going to get it no matter what over time, especially if you've had your phone for 5 years. It doesn't matter. Debris is going to get in no matter what way you decide to hold it. It doesn't matter if you're cradling it, if you're holding it like you do something else. Doesn't matter. There's going to be debris in it no matter what.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's only one way there. One be is if, like, you have a phone case with, like, plugs for the ports.
Which is stupid, so I don't do that.
Yeah. Well, for me, my week was pretty decent. It was pretty normal up until the weekend. It was my mom's birthday yesterday, so my brothers and my sister, as well as my sister-in-law, came up and visited for the weekend as a surprise for her, and we all just kind of hang out. Did karaoke, it's pretty good.
Nice. There was a comment I wanted to make, and then you kept going, and I was like, ooh, I shouldn't make that.
That's plus 2 points for actually censoring yourself. Good job.
I thought you were going to say for honesty, but that works too.
But, Ethan, do we have a headline today?
We do. We, in fact, do. So last time we did an episode, we talked about a movie, and we're going to do the exact same thing this time. By the time this comes out, this has already happened. This is no old news to you. But for us, the Minecraft movie came out literally like 3 days ago. So there you go. But I actually have some statistical records for you, and surprisingly, the Minecraft movie has overwhelmingly done quite well. I don't know if it's for, like, I don't know how, because, like, when I was looking at it, I'm like, I don't know this one, guys. But, so a Minecraft movie overperformed. It earned 10.55 million, from just the opening week. And then this is apparently surpassing Five Nights at Freddy's, which was 10.3 in the first week, and is on track to become the second biggest of all time for a video game adaptation. And this film is on track to go up to 150 million globally. So, yeah.
Holy crap.
I don't know if it's like they're going for the memes. I don't know if, like, maybe people, like, there'll probably a lot of people going in hope of it actually being good. Now, the reviews specifically, I think on Google had a lot of bot reviews, so I don't know if I'm going to count that. But on, like, Fandango, I think it was, like, 8 point something out of 10. And then something else was, like, a 6.8. So it's a bit mixed, obviously, as I've kind of figured it would be. I'm skeptical still, even after seeing, like, all the trailers and stuff. I still think Jason Momoa being in this movie is kind of strange. Jack Black, I could take or leave it. The other characters seem normal, I guess. The animation of everything seems fine. Like, the whole, like, the gas look pretty cool. The wolves look cool. There's a pink sheep, creepers, you know, that kind of stuff. The world itself looks cool. So we'll see. My brother's actually probably watching it right now as we speak. Again, for us, not for you guys. And he went with his friends to go watch it. So we'll see. I'll hear from him when he thinks about it. Not that his opinion will pertain to me specifically, but it's one of those things that, you know, maybe we gave it a bad rap. Maybe we judged it too much. It's entirely possible. maybe, like, if I see it, if I see it and it's, like, really good, I will admit I was wrong. So, because I definitely thought it'd be, like, when they first showed the trailer, I'm like, this is the Sonic movie all over again. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, if it's overperforming in the first week, and it surpassed Five Nights at Freddy's, because Five Nights at Freddy's was amazing. So, and speaking of, it was the second one, they just released a trailer for the second one also this week. So this week was crazy for movie stuff. So, yeah. So the trailer, I don't know if you guys have seen the FNAF 2 trailer, but it looks so good, and I can't wait to watch that one. I don't know the actual, I don't know how they're going to build off the story of the first one, but, because I'd imagine, because in terms of the games, the second one should be a prequel, but obviously it's not. So I'm curious where they're going with it. But either way, the animatronic models look amazing. The animations look amazing. It's awesome. So we'll see what that does. But that's coming all the way probably in like October.
I actually didn't even know that trailer had dropped for the second one. So I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you probably only know if you follow people that know themselves. So like I follow Docco, who's like one of the main FNAF people. And so I got it's actually only like a 49-second trailer, because it's a teaser trailer. It's not an actual trailer, technically. But it's only 49 seconds, and it's 49 seconds of pure greatness, because it looks amazing. If you haven't seen that, definitely go check it out. And then, if you haven't seen, let us know what you think about the Minecraft movie. I mean, this comes out in like April or May, but still, let us know.
We could play time to watch it, you know?
Exactly. You guys are planning on watching it, or?
Maybe when it comes to streaming, you know? I just watched the movie because I went to see a movie in theaters because I had planned my day around construction that was going to be happening on my street, and then they changed the day that they were doing it, and so now I just can't go anywhere tomorrow. So that's great.
Fun.
No, fun. Yeah, I might go see it. I'm kind of split on going to see it or not.
I wish we could do this, but we're all so far away from each other. I would love to like get together and go watch it together. I think that'd be kind of fun. Like, and then like we'll watch it, then we'll go eat somewhere. Like, we definitely need to schedule like a boys trip here pretty soon at some point. It's been too long, damn it. Plus John drives. I'm going to drive here pretty soon. Noah, do you drive or do you like bike ride around everywhere?
I'm actually working on that. I'm meant to get my license within the next month.
Okay. I mean, either way, it doesn't really matter, because my guess is since three of us are in the same state, John would probably come here, like, come where we are, then it depends on where we, like, it depends on where we want to go to meet up or whatever, but either way, like, we definitely got to plan, like, a boys trip here and there. At some point, future us, like, 10 years down the line, I think we should all go, like, on a road trip somewhere, doesn't matter, like, maybe to the Grand Canyon or something, doesn't matter. We'll drive through Texas, get some Texas barbecue, go to Bucky's, you know, because me and Noah, a long time ago, were talking about, like, going on, like, a road trip, and I was like, at the time, I was like, I don't know, but now that I'm older, I'm like, yeah, that sounds fun, we gotta do it sometime.
Yeah, I remember. I know, like, it's almost, like, one of the things you gotta do with your friends is go on a road trip at some point. My sister, her best friend, and like she and became good friends with them because of a road trip that they were going on. So, you know, builds friendships.
It does, and you get to meet some cool people, and like you get to have some, depending on how where you go, like we'd all get together to calculate the route. Because let's say we were going to the Grand Canyon, I would definitely want to swing by Texas, I'd want to swing by Nevada. But if we were going more to, like, Seattle or something, I don't know if we'd want to go to Seattle. I personally don't. But I would love to, like, go through my... I'd love to... Well, it doesn't... Like, that's what it means. Like, it doesn't matter. But I'd love to go through Montana at some point. Like, just, like, whatever route we calculate. But it'd be a long drive. It'd be like a... Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, 10 years down the line when we're all settled down and stuff. Because, like, I'm talking, like, this would be, like, a week-long thing. Because that's how long the drive would be.
Yeah.
That's only a good idea, though, to do at some point.
But more like recent, like closer, we should all just get together to hang out and either go watch a movie, definitely go to dinner, lunch, or something, and then maybe figure out something else. But
yeah, it would be nice to see you guys. It's been a while.
Well, for me and you, it's been 3 years. Me and John, also technically three, because we went to Cracker Barrel with the other guys. So. Mm-hmm. It's around the same time. That's true.
When I went there, yeah.
And you haven't seen Logan since that same time either.
Yeah. But anyway, enough about our inability to hang out. you got any sort of creative showcase and or a email?
And what if I do, John? What if I do?
Then I'll listen to what you got to say.
All right. Well, what if I don't have one then?
And minus 5 points.
All right. So, the creative showcase for today is Jose L. Cook. So this is another cooking guy. I don't think I've mentioned him before, though. And I don't know. This is just my guess. But he's very good at specifically Indian food, so I want to say he's Indian, or at least his like family is. Either way, he is a really good chef, and he posts these on YouTube Shorts. So the one I'm watching right now is like a honey sweet barbecue sauce that he's making from scratch, not like just a bottle. He posts like all sorts of cooking videos, and like he shows you the recipes and how to make them. So if you're into cooking and you want some great flavors in your food, go check them out. I think it's Jose is how you say the name. I think that might be his actual name. And then it's dot and then the word L and then cook. So like EL, not the letter L. And you'll find him. But yeah, so go check him out if you're into that kind of thing.
Very good. I do like cooking. Well, I don't like cooking, but I like eating. Seeing food, so
you like seeing food, John?
Yeah, and then I look at the food and I'm like, that looks like good food. And then I know. So yeah, maybe
well,
I don't like
well, what you do is you look at the food and then you just breathe in the calories and you're like, oh yeah, that's great.
Exactly. Now you understand. But moving right along, we're gonna get into today's topic. You excited?
Sure.
No, you excited?
He fell over again.
He died again. Yeah. Yeah, so Noah is dead, so he will not be participating for the rest of the time.
I was gonna say you will not see him in the next episode.
Yes, it sucks really. I hate for it to happen like this, but it happens sometimes.
Yeah, we all die. All the death is inevitable.
Yep, we can't escape it, and if you try, you will fail. So we're going to be talking today. About, I'm just going to assume Noah's listening, and we're going to talk about what, it's similar to the reset button, and we're going to imagine we wake up in the morning, we dust off our eyes and be like, oh, what's going on? And it's 10 years ago, or actually we're going to go 15 years ago, because 10 years ago is too little time. So we're going to go 15 years ago. And the last 15 years, it was just a dream. And now I am no longer 21, and I am, in fact, a teenager.
Well, 15 years ago, you'd be not a teenager.
Yeah, you know what? I'd be like, what's the math there?
You'd be, so you're like 21 now?
Yep, so I'd be like 6 years old.
So about 6 or 7, depending on the time frame. But we'll go with, let's say 7, because you have a bit more cognitive abilities at that point.
And... that's crazy to think about.
So yeah, so John said John explained it pretty well. So because this is another topic that I thought of recently, and it's because I've been sort of on a memory trip because I keep getting fed these videos of like POV. It's 2008, and you just came home from school or something. It's like it's got this peaceful childhood music in the background. You hear kids laughing, and it's like just showing you these beautiful pictures. And I will say. I don't know if like I don't know if this. I guess I'll start the conversation with this. And I will say there was. I think I said this in another episode actually because I remember saying this. I don't know what episode it would have been though. I said like back in the day there was just so much more color in the world. Like McDonald's was a bright red and yellow, and now it's kind of like a dark and sad black and gray. They had the play places, like the grass was much greener. If the grass being greener is not your eyes, that actually is true. Grass used to be much healthier back then, but because we're, you know, destroying the planet because humans are terrible, it's been slowly getting worse. Obviously you can do your best to make it better though. But yeah, like 15 years ago, like if this was all a dream, like the last 15 years were a dream. I would be so confused when I first woke up. I'd be like, wait a minute. But wait. But hang on a minute.
Wait, I'm not a fully grown adult?
But wait, because, like, here's the thing. Like, me and my boss were actually talking about this, because, like, when we're doing stuff, well, we can still, like, chat and stuff. And he was talking about, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Interstellar. It was a popular movie when it came out. It still kind of is, I guess. I saw it once, and so I, like, remember bits and pieces of it, but I know it was, like, about, like, parallel universes, like, kind of like the multiverse type of thing. But I talked about dream theory, and dream theory is a scientific theory that right now we could all be in a dream and we wouldn't know, because there would be nothing to tell us that we're currently in a dream, because when you dream, your brain is making things up as it goes along. And so if we were all dreaming, there'd be no indication to figure that out. There's no evidence for it, and there's no evidence against it. So science is in this, like, weird little gray area where it's like, this could be happening, this could not be happening. We don't know. And when science can't figure something out naturally to humans, that's kind of scary. Because it's like, wait a minute. If science doesn't have an answer, we're screwed type of thing. But when it comes to, like, the last 15 years of being a dream, the first thing I would do when I woke up is I'd be 100% confused.
Right. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, the whole, all that was a dream, like, is my imagination just, like, freaking amazing? And I'm just able to, like, think of the wildest stuff, and a whole, like, almost a whole life, just gone. Because, like, if I'm thinking back, where was I even when I was 6 years old? I think I was living in New York. It's probably New York somewhere. Yes. I think at this point, you know, 6, 7 years old, I believe I was homeschooled at the time. So I was just like, what is going on? Like, I feel like what you're saying is like a huge amount of confusion would be going on. It'd be like, what even planet am I on? Because sometimes I'll wake up from just a really weird dream in a nap, and I'll be like, who am I? Where am I? What plane am I on? That's the sort of thing. Like, it's just so disorientating. So if you lived 15 whole years and it was all a dream, it would be so disorientating when you woke up that you'd just be like, what?
Yeah. It would be weird because, like, if I woke up and I was 6 years old again, it would be like, wow, so everything that happened in that life never actually happened, and I'm still young, so it would be really confusing, and John said very disorienting, because it'd just be like, wow, so all those experiences I had never actually happened.
Well, and here's the thing too, right, is like, John sort of was going down this route, but like kind of didn't say fully what I was thinking. But, like, when you have, like, it's not a weird dream. It's, like, you have a really good dream. Like, a really good dream. It's, like, you had the best time of your life in there, or whatever, and you wake up, and you're like, damn it, it was over. It's like, damn it, I want to go back to sleep so I can go back in there. And, obviously, typically, that doesn't happen, because your brain, either you can't fall back asleep, or your brain's like, you know, that was good, but let's give you a nightmare now. let's reverse it. But, like, when you have a, like, really good dream, you are sort of just a little bit disoriented, because you're like, oh, damn it. That was green. But your brain, like, because of the way your brain works, your brain was, like, kind of, like, doing that. And so your brain's like, oh, no, it's real to us. But it wasn't real. It wasn't, like, in reality. And so when you first wake up after the 15, like, once you're, like, 6 or 7 again, you're like, holy crap. Like, because remember, as well, this is scientifically true, that the average dream is 7 seconds long. And so, for in real time, it's 7 seconds. For us, in our brains, it's not. And so, typically, and the people are trying to study this, so what they're doing is they're taking patients that are on their last breath, they're passing on anyway, and they're attaching their thing on their head, I don't know what the scientific name is, but it monitors their brain waves and their dreams and stuff. And in the last, like, once their heart stops, there's a 7-minute stretch where the brain is going berserk with all things, and it's specifically going berserk in the memory zone. And so science is saying, like, oh, in the last 7 minutes, you're probably flashing through all your different memories you've made along the way. Now, obviously, again, this is a weird gray area because science can't prove it yet, because obviously we can't bring back someone back to life. Science is just like, well, this is what we've monitored, this is our prediction or hypothesis, and that's all we can go on right now. So when you first wake up, you would not only be disoriented, you'd be like so disoriented, you probably wouldn't get out of bed for a little bit because you'd be like, wait a minute, what's going on? like John said,
Am I alive?
Yeah. Like, what happened? Was I in a coma? Like, what did I see the future? Like, you probably go through all these different scenarios in your head, but ultimately, the way we're building this topic is it was just a dream. There's no, you weren't seeing the future, because John kind of went on this during the pre is. That it'd be like, oh, what would you do differently? But it's not about what would you do differently, because that wasn't a vision of the future. That's your 15 years you lived in your dream was that's all it was. It was just a dream. And it was so, and like we're saying it's a bad dream in the sense that like COVID happened, like all this other stuff, technology took off in some of the worst ways. So we're saying it's like a bad dream, because that's kind of how it goes. And so you wake up, and you're like 6 or 7 again, and then all the things are back. So like there's no Nintendo Switch, there's no PS5, there's no Call of Duty Modern Warfare Deluxe 12 or whatever, right? It's just these all our old school games are more, they're back to being modern again. So it'd be insane.
Yeah, for sure. It is a interesting thought as we were thinking about doing this, is would you be a different person? Because, you know, you grow up and you change and you grow as a person over the based on experience. But if all your experiences that you change to grow to be a different person, would you be that the end of the dream you, or would you be real life you?
I think it'd be,
you know what I mean?
I think it'd be real life you, because it's not like we were 60 or something and we had all this experience and time to change. We're only in our 20s. And I read a quote at some point that said, I don't know if this is paraphrasing. I don't know who said it, so I'm sorry. But I just thought it's like, I 100% agree with this. When you're 18, you're approaching the end of high school, maybe approaching college or whatever. When you're 19, you're done with high school, maybe either in college or approaching college. When you're 20, you're officially an adult. Like, that's when people are saying that's technically when you first become an adult. And 20, when you're 20 years old, think of it like you're going back to zero, because you've entered the real world. I mean, friend of mine already talked about this. I think it's called We Were Kings. We talked about the real world and how it's crazy it is and how it's kind of like a shift in tone and like all that stuff. So, and then when you're 21, you're 1 year old in the real world. When you're 22, you're 2 years old, and so on and so forth. And so I'm only 20. These guys are 21. So I think you'd be just real you. I don't think you'd be the end of the dream you, because you wouldn't have had time in your dream. Because remember, this was not a premonition of the future or anything. So your dream you is obviously not perfect, obviously. So you wouldn't be, I don't think you'd try and be your dream self.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's a good question. It's just interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Because, obviously, I mean, it's happened for like comatose patients who, like, they've lived 20, 30, 40 years in their head, and then they come out of coma and they're like, oh, that was real. But I haven't actually read up on any what it's like for post-coma patients who are like that.
Oh, you know what I almost think? That also reminds me of something, too. I don't think you'd be confused. That's what I think. Well, you'd be confused for the first couple seconds. But afterwards, you'd be like, okay, that's what a dream... That might have been just a dream, like a weird dream, but like, what's today's date? And so I almost think you would get out of bed and you would start scrambling to find something that would have today's date on it. So like a newspaper, like you'd probably reach for your phone and realize, oh wait, I don't have a phone. I'm 7. So like you do that. Or I almost think this is what I would do if this actually happened. I would run to my parents and be like, hey guys, so what's today's date again? I forgot. Like I would try and play it off, as if I wasn't panicking internally. And they'd be like, oh, it's, let's say, April 5th, 2007 or something. I'd be like, what? Excuse me? Cause it'd be 2007, like, that's insane. Cause I was like, I had a dream where I was like in 2025 and it was crazy. But I almost think you would scramble to find something that would have today's date on it.
Yeah.
As well as you probably, like, you know, most people forget about their dreams very quickly after waking up, so a lot of those experiences would disappear as well. So I think about it, and you were saying that, it does make sense that you would be 6-year-old or 7-year-old yourself and not end of the dream self, because you just completely forgot all those experiences because there was a dream. Your brain's like, oh, that's a dream, that doesn't matter.
Here's the thing with that, though, is that's not actually true, because the more powerful the dream is, the more likely you are to remember it, because it's let's not all forget that John getting stabbed in his dream happened a long time ago, and he still remembers it. So, like, if it's a super mundane dream where you're just driving somewhere, like, nothing's action-packed or something, like, nothing's gonna happen, like, you're not gonna remember this. But if you have a dream as big as, like, what this one would be, you'd remember at least 50% of it, if not more.
Yeah. Right. That's also fair, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if I woke up and I was 6 years old again, and, like, I would definitely remember this, because it would just be like, so, I had this dream, I lived 15 years more, but this dream doesn't make any sense because now I'm 6 years old again. So, you know.
But yeah, it's just, like, crazy to think about, like, I wouldn't even, I guess I would know what to do, because, you know, in my reality, I was like, I was 6 once, I was 7 once, you know, I remember what it was like to be 7, so I'd be like, oh, I guess I'm 7 now. I was always 7, I never was older than that. It would be really freaking, probably for the first, like, day or two, maybe not 2 days, but the first day for sure. It'd be really, like, freaky.
Yeah, because then you'd have to readjust, because you went from being, in our case, like, 21 to, you know, 6 years old again. So it's like, what can I do as a 6-year-old? Watch TV, bug my mom. Like, it would be interesting to just relive being 6-7 years old again.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think it also depends on the person, because for me, I can't speak for you two, but for me, I don't think it'd take a day. I think that'd be way shorter for me, because, like, yes, I'd be confused for a good half the day, but eventually even when I was young, I'd do this. I'd just succumb to the reality and be like, oh, this is what happened. This is reality. I never was 21. It was just a dream. I'm never 21 currently, so I don't know why I said that, but I was never 20. I was never 17. I never finished high school. I'm not even through middle school yet. Like, you know, that type of thing. COVID never happened. Like, that's why we say, like, oh, the last 15 years were just a bad dream, because it'd be like, yeah, the COVID happened. The social media has kind of skyrocketed for good reasons, yes, but a lot of bad reasons too. And there's no more, like, freaking 45-inch screen, flat screen TVs. You gotta put your back to those, like, box TVs. You got the Wii just came out a little while ago. Like, the Wii's, like, the newest console.
You got, like, the Wii, Xbox 360.
Yeah, Iron Man 2 just came out. So, like, the first Iron Man just came out.
Was actually pretty good back then.
So, like, yeah, that's why I'm saying, that's why this is such an interesting topic, is because, like, life was good back then. Life was more simple back then. And there's less things to worry about back then. Are you interrupting?
No.
I might take away points.
But yeah, so, like, that's the situation, though. Life was a lot more simpler, and you were a kid back then. And so you could, like, you were going to Chuck E. Cheese, you were playing with your friends in the park or whatever. So...
Time to boot up Command Conquer. I couldn't use it in Dream World because everything, like, technology evolved to the point where they didn't want to play old computer games without doing black magic on your computer.
Yeah, for me it'd be time to go load up Black Ops 1.
Yeah, I would lay. All right, time to play time to play Black Ops Zombies again.
What's Black Ops 1? Back then.
2007, if we're going, well, 2007 is I made up earlier. If it was 15 years ago, that'd be...
It would be 2010, because it's 2025, so it'd be...
Yeah, okay, so... Okay, yeah.
So Black Ops 2 and... Black Ops 2 would have been out, not 3. 3 came out in, what, 11 or 12?
Yeah, I think
12? Actually, wait, I have it right here. Well, this is the PS4 version, so this is probably not actually accurate.
Yeah, true.
But it should say, like, the year the game came out. It usually says that on the actual box art. Because it doesn't matter what it came out on, it usually says it. It might be covered up by the stupid freaking GameStop sticker. Well, you know, I guess we'll never know. Unless someone looks it up, then we will know. But either way. But yeah, so either way, like, let's say I'm pretty sure Black Ops 3 came out later, like 2011 or 2012. I mean, I could be completely making that up, but I'm pretty sure that's correct. And if it's not correct, then I will just have to blow up the moon. Yeah, so. But yeah, it'd be crazy. Like, I'd be like, alright, time to go play with my friends, or, you know, time to go play Call of Duty, time to go watch SpongeBob. Like, I definitely, like, that's what I would do. Time to go make a bologna sandwich. Like, I would do all these things, like, in my childhood. It'd be so crazy.
Yeah. Oh, if I was 6, I could play my Atari. That would be fucking awesome.
Yep.
Because when I was 6, like, 6 to 10 years old, I had an Atari in my room, and I never played it, but if I was 6 again, oh, I would go and play that. Because it still worked.
Another thing, I don't know if I mentioned, I did mention it, I think I mentioned this in Family Bonds album, my grandfather was a pastor, and I'd go back to the time where he was pastoring again. So that'd be pretty crazy as well. It'd be, like, it's just so much nostalgia would come with it, man. Like, I almost think, the way I see it, is once I realized that the last 15 years were just a bad dream, I almost think I'd break down in tears. Because I'd be like, I can't believe it, I'm back to, like, I didn't actually, like, growing up's gonna suck, like, I had, these video games aren't gonna last, like, life doesn't last forever, you know? I'd kinda just, like, probably, I don't know if I'd be laying in bed still at this point, but I would definitely, like, at some point, just break down in tears and be like, wow. That's crazy that I'm back in my 2010 self. Like, I still have all these things to do, but now I know what growing up's gonna feel like, type of thing.
Yeah. I actually just thought about something. So, if this was to happen, that would mean everyone within the last 15 years of that dream that died, I would actually be able to see again.
Yeah, they wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, which goes for my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, actually. So that would actually be really neat, because then I could actually get to spend more time with them.
I almost think for those, because I can't honestly speak like that, because I had, knock on wood, I haven't lost anyone that's super close. We lost someone semi-recently. I only met him like 5 to 10 times, probably closer to the 10 time thing. And he was super nice, and like I liked him and everything, obviously, but I wasn't close enough to him to be super impacted by it. But with those people, like what Noah said about his grandfather and his dad or whatever, like you'd probably run to them. Like you'd literally run in a fit of tears to them, because you'd realize, holy crap, if the last 15 years was a dream, they never died or they never passed away. Let me go make sure. Like, I think you would be like, hey, I want you to know I love you. Like, I think you'd go nuts.
Yeah, I would go nuts, dude. Like, honest to God, I would fucking, like, if I saw my grandfather again or my dad again, I wouldn't even run crying to him. I would just be fucking bawling like a little kid.
Yeah, and like, correct me if I'm wrong, you also had a dog that passed away, correct? So you'd see the dog would still be there.
Yeah. Well, actually, around 6, I didn't have that dog yet, but I would eventually get to see him.
Either way, you'd like, it wouldn't be a prediction of the future, though, so maybe you wouldn't. I thought maybe, like, dogs live for, like, 12 years, so I would have figured you would have had it by then, but...
Yeah, no. It was a couple more years.
Did you have any family pets at that age, or no?
We did. I think there was a couple.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
So you'd see them again, whatever they were.
Which would be awesome, because, oh, God, I miss them.
Yeah.
For me, it'd be my brother's turtle. My brother had a turtle growing up, and he passed away. It was before we moved, but not long. So, probably like 6 years ago.
Yeah. I actually just thought about something. My grandma would have still been in touch, though, so I would have been able to see her again, and also. Her cats would have been there, along with the cat that died, who would also be alive again.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
Would just be awesome. That's also around the time my grandma still had her Harley, too, so...
Yeah, it'd be absolutely insanity. Because, like... Because we're only grasping the first, like... I'd say first 5 hours of this, right? Because obviously, let's say, I don't know, because, no, obviously you lived with your dad, Noah, but, like, did you, where was your granddad? Like, was he in a different house somewhere? Like, how close was he to you guys?
So, my granddad, he was in a city called Albuquerque.
Albuquerque boiled turkey?
Good one, but no. No, he had his own little apartment, and that's where he stayed.
Do you not get the reference Albuquerque boiled turkey?
No, I did.
Okay, what movie is that from?
If you're good, man, I've watched a lot of movies.
Wow, it's Free Guy, the Ron Reynolds movie?
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that in a bit.
But did he make meth? Yeah, that's what I hear. It gets done in meth.
What?
Was he bald, and did he have a partner, and did he rent an RV?
Okay, sure, bud.
That wasn't an answer to my question.
Yes, sure.
Wow. Did Walt White.
Actually, wait.
No wonder you like, you know, wonder you like Walt White.
Yeah. You know, if we had a Walter White of the group, it would be John, because he's already bald, so.
And I have a goatee, so.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you have a goatee?
Yep.
He's had one.
I did not know that. Why was he in his face?
You can see his face on stream. It might be a VTuber avatar, but at least you can see it.
I don't use Twitch.
Loser.
Loser.
Oh, okay, you little fucking... I really want to say something.
Do it.
Do it.
You fucking little bitch YouTuber that doesn't upload enough.
Yeah, John, you lazy bastard. Have you uploaded YouTube recently?
That's nice. Well, technically, yesterday I actually started a new channel. I was going to mention this later, but I started a new channel, so I actually technically uploaded yesterday and today.
So wait, is it a VOD channel on Twitch or a VOD channel on YouTube?
It's on YouTube because Twitch recently did this thing where it's like, yeah, you know, if you wanted to upload your videos as highlight, your streams as highlights, we're not. You can only have like 100 hours of footage, and then no more. And so a lot of people were making VOD channels, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do that because maybe somebody will be like, oh man, I really wanted to watch that stream that happened, but like it was a week ago, and now it's gone because it doesn't stay there for ever. So now it's on YouTube.
Yeah, I almost wish you did that sooner, because I totally want to watch some of our, like, tabletop sim or, like, golf with friends again. It's like, there's just so many, like, there's some, like, what do they call it, the clips or whatever you can make, but, like, those aren't enough to satisfy my hunger for the content, you know?
Right. Yeah, I do plan on uploading whenever I recorded something, because I record the whole stream usually, so I just upload those as well. But anyway, back to the topic. I kind of lost track there. Another thing would be like, how many life experiences would be completely different? Because, you know, I got a pretty good imagination, but I don't know how things are going to play out, right? So if I, like, say graduation, or not even graduation, like, say my first homecoming in high school, would that be like completely different because it didn't happen the way it happened in my real life dream?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, for me, it's the thing of like, I think around this age, I might have been in baseball or not. So it's like a thing of, I could have probably, if this was a dream, gone and said, all right, screw the dream. I'm going to stay in baseball and then do something like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I almost think, like, sort of going off of, like, what would you do differently? Again, it's not premonition of the future, but I think Noah's right, though, is let's say Noah was like, the dream taught me that I didn't like how that played out. Maybe I should try it and keep going with it and see what happens, right?
Yeah.
For me, I don't know I don't know if I can think of something at the top of my head. There's definitely some things I would be like, oh, man, let me make sure I don't go down that path, right?
Yeah.
I'm not perfect by any means, but I don't think I would change much. Or, like, I don't, again, not change, because it's not a future. But I think, like, I don't think I'd be like, oh, let's continue with this or something. I think I'd probably stick with the same stuff and be like, oh, you know what? In my dream, I did the podcast thing. I got to find John and Noah when they come into my life, and I got to be like, hey, I know we just met, but you want to be on a podcast? It's like, and then John's like, I don't know about I don't know if I want to be on a podcast. Be like, but John, do you remember when your brother stabbed you in your dream? You're like, how do you know about that?
Who are you?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Just whenever I meet John in this alternate reality, just like, hey, you were the guy that got stabbed by his brother, right?
Okay, I totally thought you were gonna like switch it because I was doing it like sort of like a normal thing. I thought you'd be like, you just like walk up to John the first time meeting him, you stab him, and you're like, ah, why'd you do that? You're like, oh, I'm just mimicking what your brother did to you. It's like, yeah, wait a minute. It's a recreation. Seems like a normal thing to do.
The thing is also. If you wake up, you know, your last 15 years of your life were a dream. Were the people you met real?
Well, yeah, they.
Well, yeah, that would.
And I guess you wouldn't necessarily know of them in your dream, you know?
Well, you'd know your family was real, obviously.
Yeah, your family, of course. Everyone you knew already and like knew of probably would still be real. But, like, I met you guys when I was, how old were we? We were, like, in middle school.
I met you in sixth grade. We met Noah in eighth, right? So.
Yeah, eighth grade. Right.
So that's quite a while after I'm 6 years old. So, like, in this new version of events, like, are you guys real?
Yeah, I guess that'd be the question, right? Because, again, it's not... I'm trying to go off of the whole future thing, because that's not what it would be. Because dreams aren't necessarily... Like, we talked about this in the Dreams and Nightmares episode all the way back then. But, like dreams can, like, somewhat predict the future. Science still has no idea how that happens. But this would not be one of those cases, because, like, that'd just be too easy of an answer. It'd be like, oh, well, I saw the future, guys, and, like, here's what I'm going to do differently. Like, that'd be kind of, to me, a boring episode, because it's like, there's no... Yeah. There's no change, there's no tension there, there's no, like, life-changing events. It's like, oh, well, that was an interesting dream, trying to change my destiny. Like, that's like, alright, cool. But in this scenario, it was just a dream. So that's a good pop-up question, like, would those people technically exist? I would say maybe your brain made up some things about them, but they would still be sort of real in a sense. You wouldn't, maybe their names are wrong, or like, something like that, but like, their backstories were wrong or something, but...
Yeah. I mean, the way I'm thinking about it is, like, with all the people I know in my life, so, like, one of my best friends from New Mexico, who, we'll not get into that right now, but he's a pretty good friend. So, in this alternate reality, he'd be, like, his six-year-old self, and then it would be either the same version of him that I know, or slightly different, like what Ethan was saying, like, different name, or has different background. So... It would be interesting, but also I'm thinking of it like that would still be real because the dream was right. Well, you know, right. What if it was right then? Hey, that's one of the people I met. I know him. He's real. So, therefore, the people I meet in the future would also be real. I need a drink.
No, you're 6 years old. No, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. Noah, you're 6 years old. Put the bottle down, Noah. I repeat, Noah, listen to me. Put the bottle down.
It's just an Arizona tea. It's not that bad.
Oh, it should have been like, it's just apple juice, because apple juice looks very similar to beer. You know, like, if once the foam stops, it looks very similar.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, it, like, after the first couple of days, I think I'd be like, I don't know. I almost think I'd be ecstatic because here I am. I had a terrible dream of like, oh, COVID happened. Like, obviously some good things happened in these 15 years, but there have been a lot of bad things. There's been a lot of deaths. There's been wars. There's been, COVID happened, which ruined a lot of things. There's been, you know, there's like, we've grew up, which sucks because, you know, you gotta work and you gotta do stuff, and all that stuff. So like, I'd be like, oh, that's gonna come eventually, but right now, here I am again. I'm back. I'm me. I'm 7 years old again. I can play my game still. You know, school still is there, but at least now I won't take it for granted now that I know that I did in my dream and it kind of sucked. So like, yeah, I think I'd be kind of ecstatic. I would definitely like go around telling people I love them and be like, hey, just so you know, love you. Make sure, because time doesn't last forever. You know, like I think you would, as a 7-year-old, you would definitely get more of a grasp on reality as in, like, in terms of how time works, because you'd be like, holy crap, especially if you've lost people like Noah said he has. You would definitely be like, I should definitely not take advantage of my time anymore.
I actually just thought about something. So, like, in this, so we go back to school, but then it's like, oh, wait, so now I actually have opportunities to try things again. Like, so in this current dream, I didn't try very many things in school, like, sport-wise, or even musical. But then, in this alternate six-year-old universe, I could actually go and be like, maybe I could try an instrument, or maybe I could try a different sport. Like, it would actually give opportunities for you to retry things that you didn't do.
Yeah. Because in reality, I remember I was doing a whole lot of sports in high school. In my new six-year-old self would be like, okay, I tried a whole bunch of sports in high school, kind of opposite of you, but is what you're saying. Where I'm like, now I know which ones I liked because I had those that dream where I was like, I didn't like that. And so I would do the things that I liked much sooner than when I, in the dream where I tried a bunch of things I didn't like.
Yeah, which I actually just realized something else with this. For me, if I could be 6 years old again in this, that would mean I would actually get an opportunity to try and be a race car driver, because most people that do that, they start around 5 to 6 years old. It would actually give me that opportunity, which would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like made the joke, is like, I'd walk out, like, if let's say John's name was correct, I'd walk up to John and be like, hey, so I know it's meant everything, but how does the podcast sound?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, there's not really many out there, if any at all, actually. But,
I'm just imagining, like, I walk up to the two of you when I first meet the both of you, and I'm just like, hey, John, hey, Ethan, how you guys doing? You want to start a podcast?
I also think, like, if the people you met were real, in a sense, like, obviously your brain made up certain things about them, because that's naturally how dreams go. But yeah, I almost think you'd get deja vu. Like, you'd be trapped in, like, a deja vu storm when you meet some people that your brain made up that were pretty much real, right?
Right.
And, you know, the sad part is, too, we gotta consider this as well, like, maybe you guys weren't real. And for me, in my dream, you guys were real. You didn't exist. You were people my brain completely made up, and I never found people like you guys. And we never made a podcast, and we never went down that route, right? Same thing for the two of you, type of thing.
Actually, just about something you said, so, if you were in this, and you did see someone, and it was, you know, like, or... Imagine you then get to, like, say, high school, and then you see all the familiar faces from the dream. That would be a huge deja vu storm.
Yeah. So, allegedly, I don't know how true this is, because sometimes people make stuff up, but allegedly, my sister has a friend, and this is why it's getting so legendary, because it sounds like, you know, my brother, my uncle's sister's brother's cousin works at a Nintendo sort of thing, but... My sister has a friend who claims that she had a dream prior to meeting my sister where she met my sister. And so when they met in real life, they were like, that's the person, I met them already in my dream.
Mm.
Yeah. Which, again, it's allegedly, because that sounds, you know, like the sort of thing kids make up. But it's just, as it pertains to this conversation, it is interesting to think about.
I mean, there is, someone recommended this, as well as the fact that it was already on the list, actually. There's different dream types, and one of the dream types is, forget what the technical term is, but it's essentially your brain predicting the future. And so, again, I mentioned this earlier in the episode, science has no explanation. Science is like, this is dumbfounding, we have no clue how the brain knows how to do this stuff, but your brain will do this. And I've sort of experienced something similar, not with meeting someone. But I had a dream, this was all the way back in middle school, I had a dream that I got, we were playing dodgeball, and I was going for someone or whatever, I threw the ball, and I missed, and then they picked up the ball and threw it at me, it hit me square in the face, and my glasses broke in half, like completely in half. And that's day that we went to gym, guess what we were playing? Dodgeball. And so I knew from that dream to protect my face. And guess what? One of the kids that threw pretty good for middle school kid threw one at me, and I moved, and if I didn't move, square in the face. And so I'm like, my brain knew something. My brain was like, you better watch yourself. And there might have been a couple other experiences where my brain slightly predicted something, but like that was one of the more major ones, because I'm like, that was exactly what happened in my dream, except I knew what was going to happen, so I avoided it. Meeting someone is very special though, because like that, your brain has to physically make up that person if you've never met them. So like for it to be 100% accurate, that'd be pretty crazy. But
yeah. For me, I had a similar kind of dream, although it was a dream where I don't know why this was a dream, but. It's a dream where me and Ethan existed, but for some reason, John didn't. And it was actually very interesting.
So you say you had that dream, or you...
Oh, yeah, I had that dream.
You're saying that you had a dream, you dream of me not existing?
Wow. That's
just... Yeah, I had a dream.
This might affect the points.
Well, actually, it's not me and Ethan existed, but... And you did exist, but there were missing posters for you.
Oh, missing posters? Okay. John just like, yeah. No, that's what it was. No, you were replicating John's brother in his dreams. Like, his brother not only kidnapped him, but stabbed him as well. So there's missing posters everywhere.
Well, I think at one point in the dream, there was like a true crime show. Like, it was revealed that eventually his brother was the one who stabbed him to death. Then that's his body in the woods.
Can't believe this.
Yeah,
that's the sort of thing that, you know, when it comes to this idea is that even, you know, let's say that we somehow did predict meeting each other in our dreams. It would probably be like one of those things where it's like, have you ever seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, when the two different spider people meet, it's just like their spider sense goes off and they're like, well, something's weird about you. It'd probably be like that for the three of us if we all had this dream of the 15 years where we meet each other and it's just like, whoa, what's going on here?
Right.
I actually just had a thought. So, in this, for us being 6 years, we would know what a lot of our exes look like. So that when we meet them, we could be like, oh, hi!
Again, yeah, not technically, because they might not even exist in the first place. Your brain could have made them.
True. But as long as they did exist, then you could be like, stay away.
You would know what to look out for in terms of personality, I guess. Because as a 7-year-old, like, you're like, you like everybody. If you're a guy, every woman you meet, you want to marry him. If you're a girl, maybe not very similar, but I don't know. I'm not a female. I can't share that experience, but, you know, we'll see. We'll invite whoever the first female is in the podcast. We'll ask them that question and be like, hey, is this similar?
Did you want to marry every guy you met when you were a child?
When you were a child, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Of course, yeah. I always wanted to marry everyone.
And then, like, no, I only want to marry Ryan Reynolds. And I'm like, okay, that makes a lot of sense, yeah.
If that was the response, I'd be like, you know what? Fair enough.
I was like, you know what? That's a universal experience at some point. That's, you know, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, because he's rich, too. So it's just like a win-win.
Marry him for the money. But,
yeah, fair enough.
Never mind the fact that it's illegal.
John, you gold digger.
Hey, listen, man. If money's money.
Money's money.
Money's money. Yeah. Must be gay when he's got a lot of money.
I wasn't even. Did you ever hear what I said earlier?
No.
It's like, never mind the fact that it's illegal because he's like, you're 7 at the time.
Yeah. I just thought about that. Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
That put Ryan in a horrible light.
But it's about time to do like ending statements here. So, John, since you're the host, you wanna do your first ending, or you wanna do the first?
Yeah, you know, I will. I will say that, like, it's fascinating to think about, because obviously, as far as I'm aware, I have not been in a dream for the last 15 years. So, like, it's interesting to see, like, what... we weren't focused on what would have been different, you know, like, explicitly, but there would be some things that would be different, and...
You would think about things differently.
Yeah, I would think about things differently, too, because
If I, in real life, if I've had a dream where something happened and then something similar happened in real life, that's happened to me a couple times, I look at the situation differently than if it was just like a completely new experience.
Right.
So I like this sort of topic, and that's obviously why I chose it.
No?
What do you got to say, Noah?
Wait, what?
What do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, this was actually very fun. It's like, I love doing these kinds of topics because it really makes you think about, like, how would this be different? Oh, right, like, experiences like this one exist. But yeah, I love it because it's just one of those things that makes you think. Actually, you think I had quite a few moments there where I was like, oh, hey, I've got a thought. Like, this will be different, this will be different. You know, like, I think I actually did fairly well today. So, either way, though, interesting topic, and it's always fun to debate it with you too, so you know, it was a good time.
Yeah, as for me, something we didn't even think to talk about is how prices would be different. 2010, man, you could go McDonald's and get a Big Mac for $3. So,
oh fuck that, like Happy Meal cheaper.
Well, yeah, obviously. I'm just saying this. I'm just comparing the price to you. So, like $3, 2010, it is almost $13 today. So, like. That's insane. So, like, the prices would be different. Like, I look back and, like I said, I've been getting a lot of this videos from YouTube about, like, POV, it's 2008, and you just came home from school, and they show these pictures. And it's just pictures. Pictures that aren't even mine. Pictures that don't even relate to me. But it's just the nostalgia that carries with it. It's like a house with a glow on it. It's like, damn, life used to look so good back then. And then they showed, like, a picture of an old Happy Meal or something. They showed a picture of a box TV with SpongeBob on it. And like, I used to do that. I used to watch SpongeBob on one of those big box TVs. Like, and obviously, like, if you're a 90s kid, I would have loved to have, like, a 90s kid on this, with this topic, but obviously we wouldn't have really found one that quickly. To kind of ask them, 80s or 90s, either one, and ask them, like, how their childhood was. I think it would have been almost better back then for them. I mean, for them, they would have had Walkmans, they would have had cassettes, so they would have had a little bit more older technology, but it still would have been there.
Yeah.
But it's like, I almost think, and I, like, I don't know, I can't prove this, I don't think there's any statistic about it, because, you know, science is too busy debating if Cheetos are chicken, so they can't do that right now.
Yeah, good point.
But, like, I almost think if people were asked, if you could time travel and go back to your 6-year-old, 6 or 7-year-old self, but you couldn't fast forward back in time, you'd have to kind of redo your life again. I almost think 90% of people would. And I'm part of that 90%. I think I totally would. And Mark's kind of talked about this on his own channel. I don't know if he's ever talked about it on their podcast, but, Mark said that he would love to restart. He would love to do something different. I almost think, I don't know if I'd do, like, I would do stuff differently, obviously, but I don't know if I would, like I said before, I don't know how much different I would make it, but I would absolutely do it. Like, I would be like, screw this, screw adult life, let me go back to being a kid for a while. So yeah. I'm absolutely part of the 90%.
Oh, me too. Like, honestly, I've always had the thing of, like, if I could go back in time and, you know, change some things around, I would, but I wouldn't change the things that...
Right. But yeah, that's my ending statement, because I think that that's why I put this on the topic list, because it's one of those things that's super interesting to think about, super interesting to talk about, and, like, it just gets your brain flowing of, like, it brings back all the memories you had, all the good memories you had when you were a child. Like, playing in the ball pits, even though you, at the time, you didn't know, but they were actually, like, bacteria-infested ball pits. All the times you played, like, tire swings. You guys remember tire swings? There, you never see those anymore.
No.
So, like, tire swings, box TVs, like I said, are kind of, like, a thing of the past. I mean, you can still find some. But, like, it's just crazy. And like I said, color used to be so more, the world used to be so much more colorful and happier back then. Now it's like everything's gotta be modernized. And like I said, McDonald's is like a black and gray. There's no more bright yellow and red, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I could go back and like I said, I'd be stuck. Oh well, I'd do it. I'd totally do it.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, John, you are the host, mm-hmm. So it's time to tell us those point totals, man.
Indeed, indeed. Who wants to hear theirs first?
Sure.
All right. Noah, you got 111 points.
Not 111. 11. I don't know why I said 111.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said 1, I'm like, wow.
When you said 111, I was like, whoa, how read that?
Nope. I just missed a slip of the tongue. I actually meant 11. Okay. That's how many points you got. And Ethan, you got 16. So you are the winner.
All right.
So do you got a winner's speech for us?
My winner's speech is that, kind of to reiterate what Noah said, this was a great topic. We have something similar that we'll do farther down the line, definitely farther down the line. But it's called You Didn't Realize. It's going to be something similar like, oh, you didn't realize you had your last birthday party, you didn't realize you had your last sleepover, like that type of thing. Because again, we're all adults now, so we don't do that stuff. But I mean, nothing's really stopping you from having a sleepover, I guess. But, you know, it's the idea of like, you had your last blank, and we'd be talking about that in that episode. But like we said, because of this one, we'll be spacing that out, like, farther down the line. This is episode, like, 54, 55 or something, so we'll space it out to, like, episode 80 or something for that one. But, but either way, this was a really good topic, and like I said, it helps me, I love thinking back on, like, previous experiences. Previous life stuff. And yes, when I was 7, I didn't have these guys. We didn't have the podcast. We didn't have some of the good stuff we have now. Definitely didn't have YouTube I had YouTube, but I didn't have my YouTube channel and stuff. And another thing I didn't even think about is the YouTubers back then. Cause YouTube came out, like, very recently, I guess, after that. But 2010, if we were going to 2010 specifically, was Mark, I don't think Mark or Jack was on at that point. Were they?
No, they didn't start for, like, 2012.
But either way, you'd get to rewatch you'd get to watch Jacksepticeye's Happy Wheels number 1 when it first came out for the very first time again. Like, we didn't even talk about that stuff. Maybe we'll do a part 2 of this at some point, because there's so much more to this. This is such an overload of a topic that we could easily do a part 2. But it'd be a while before we do that. But it's just such a really cool thing to think about.
Indeed. And, you know, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked conversation, made you laugh along the way. I'd be interested if you want to, you know, we've discussed a few submitted emails here on the podcast before. So if you send Ethan an email, and you want to give your take on if the last 15 years was a dream, let us know, because I'd be interested to hear what you guys have to say.
That actually reminded me. Thank you, John. So yes, tell us that, but also I have an announcement to make, fellas. So I plan on doing this episode some point soon. Now this is going to go up in May, so it's going to be a bit longer for us, but for you guys, I plan on doing this soon. So obviously you guys have been sending in, emails and stuff. If you send multiple emails, I typically only look at the first one. However, this is going to be redacted for this specific thing. I need you guys to send us some of your spooky stories. I want to hear the frightening, I want to hear you almost getting stabbed in your dream type of stories from you guys over at home. So, it doesn't matter if you've sent an email in before, it doesn't matter. If this is your first time, whatever. Send us an email and tell us as much of the story as you possibly can, and then I, as the host, will read them on the episode and try to scare the pants off of John and Noah, and we'll be talking about your guys' stories in the actual episode, and your story will be featured on the episode if it gets picked. So I plan on doing that pretty soon, so start giving us those. You can still have your main message of, like, my favorite episode is this, or whatever. You can still have all that stuff, but then either at the beginning or at the end, put your little scary story, and I'll start, like, kind of bookmarking them, or maybe I'll even copy and paste them to, like, a doc or something for future use. So yeah, start giving us those, and because I want to do that episode somewhat close. So
very nice. Yes. But yes, if you want to find the three of us, you can find me over on Twitch at JubensFeebens, as well as YouTube, where I have my main channel, Jeebens Feebens, and then also Jeebens Feebens VODs, which is just going to be uploading the unedited streams to my YouTube channel. So if you're like, man, I really want to see him play that Golf With Your Friends game, and I don't think he's going to make a video on that one, but I want to see him play that, and you can. And you can find Ethan over at FlabsXC Gaming over on Twitch and YouTube, mostly on YouTube, but you know, following is free on Twitch, and subscribing is free on YouTube, so there's literally no reason not to. And then NoDog54 30 for it over on Instagram. And we also have the Patreon, if you wanted to check that out, where we are called the Provokers. We have multiple tiers that allow you to get special rewards and perks, with the tiers ranging from $1 to $100, and the more you spend, the more you get in rewards. And then when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to exclusive Patreon-only Discord server, where the three of us are, and you can, you know, talk to us, tell us about all your crazy opinions on the podcast, and then you can also check out the extended cut episodes over on the store page of the Patreon, where they are, the first five are $3, so if you like, I don't know if I'm interested in this, you can check that out. And then the later ones are $5 if you really like them. Obviously, that is all optional. You don't have to give us a cent if you don't want to. But please do, because we enjoy having money.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know, these guys can do whatever they want with their portion, but my portion will probably just go directly into the podcast. So.
Yes, indeed. But with all that out of the way, we will see you guys next time.
Fuck you, John. No loser speech. Fuck you.